SOL and XRP ETFs, pull inflows as BTC and ETH ETFs, bleed last week. Spot crypto ETF flows broke into two camps last week. Cointelegraph reported on May 18th that Solana and XRP spot products took net inflows, while Bitcoin and Ethereum spot ETFs registered net outflows over the same window. The split lands during a broad sell-off. As of May 18, 2026, BTC trades near 76,798, down 5.1% over 7 days. ETH near 217 ors, down 9.4%. SOL at 84.57, down 11.9%. And XRP at 138, down 5.1%. With the crypto fear and greed index at 39, fear. That combination matters. Institutions putting money into SOL and XRP wrappers in a week when both tokens fell double digits or close to it is a different signal than chasing strength. It is allocators sizing into weakness. The flow split in plain terms, Cointelegraph's weekly ETF flow card, posted May 18th, 06 UTC, summarized the picture. SOL and XRP spot ETFs net positive, BTC and ETH spot ETFs net negative. That is the inverse of how most of 2025 looked, when BTC products dominated inflows and altcoin wrappers either did not exist as U.S. spot vehicles or absorbed a small minority of capital. The reversal does not necessarily mean BTC and ETH wrappers are losing the long fight. Single weeks of fund flow data carry noise, especially during sell-offs when redemptions can come from a handful of large holders rebalancing. But the directional split is real, and it follows other recent flow stories. U.S. Bitcoin spot ETFs shed roughly $1 billion in a single week earlier this month, while Solana's spot ETF complex crossed $1 billion in cumulative inflows. Three structural reasons SOL and XRP wrappers keep pulling money. Three structural factors plausibly support the divergence. Fresh product pipeline. Both SOL and XRP spot ETFs are younger than BTC and ETH equivalents. They are still in the early window where seed capital, advisor adoption, and model portfolio inclusion build the asset base. That phase tends to produce sticky net inflows even on red weeks. Diversification pressure. Funds and family offices that already hold BTC exposure through IBIT or FBTC are the natural buyers of single asset altcoin wrappers when they want broader crypto beta without holding tokens directly. SOL and XRP are the two most mature large caps after BTC and ETH inside that menu. Relative price moves. SOL is down nearly 12% on the week, the worst of the four. Allocators with a target weight to the asset have a mechanical reason to add when price falls below band. None of these are mutually exclusive, with BTC and ETH flows turning negative. Allocators rebalance both directions in the same trade. The macro tape behind the rotation. The broader market reading on May 18th is risk-off. Reuters and Bloomberg coverage over the past 24 hours flags rising oil prices tied to the Iran conflict, tariff uncertainty, and currency stress as factors weighing on industrial equities in Europe. Bitcoin's 7-day drawdown of 5% and Ethereum's 9% slide line up with that backdrop more than with a crypto-specific catalyst. In that environment, fund redemptions from the largest wrappers are mostly a tax and cash story rather than a thesis story. Holders rotating out of BTC and ETH ETFs to raise dollars do not need to believe crypto is broken. They need to believe the next month is uncertain. The flip side, inflows into smaller, newer wrappers, is consistent with longer horizon money quietly adding. Signals to watch next week. The two questions for next week's flow card. Does the SOL and XRP inflow streak continue if prices stay down, or does it reverse as redemptions catch up? Sticky inflows through a second red week would be a stronger signal than one isolated print. Do BTC and ETH outflows accelerate or stabilize? A second consecutive billion-plus week of BTC ETF redemptions would weigh on spot, since authorized participants typically sell underlying to meet net redemption baskets. The fear and greed reading at 39 sits at the threshold between fear and neutral. A push lower into extreme fear would historically coincide with capitulation flow weeks, the kind that produce the largest single-day outflow prints. A push back toward neutral would suggest the rotation into altcoin wrappers is part of an early base-building tape rather than a defensive scramble. For now, the headline is narrow but real. In a week when every major crypto fell, The wrappers attached to two of those tokens still pulled money in.